This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. Got a couple hours to think about gardening and think about nothing else and enjoy ourselves while we can. Get some time away from the news and time away from everything else, right? Let's think about our garden. I know we have a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm just going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Earl is in South Carolina.
Earl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good
morning.
I have got what is called Tradescantia. It's also called spiderwort, and it proliferates through my front yard and backyard. And, you know, is it a weed? Is it a plant? Burpee Seeds apparently sells this stuff. But I'd like to make a nationwide call. Anybody can come to my address, and they can dig this stuff up and take it off. And I think it's great for interstate mediums. But, you know, not my front yard.
Yeah.
So how can I get rid of this?
Well, so it's intermingled in the grass and everything. Is that what it's done to you?
Yes. And I've gotten threats from a neighbor who said, I don't want that stuff in my yard. And I don't have any control over it.
Now, this might call for almost like a complete redo in those areas where you'd have to kill everything to get to the beginning, because some of your organic or sprays that specifically would kill types of grassy weeds aren't going to work on this one. It's not like your typical easy one to do. Now, this spiderwort that you have, is like, it kind of has like grass-type look to it, but with that purpley flower, right?
Yeah, well, I have centipede, and so it's pretty contrasting. You can see it growing.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, I've tried Roundup, but a year or two ago, didn't seem to. It seemed to kill the leafy part of the plant, but it didn't seem to deal with the roots. I've dug the stuff up, but if you don't get all the roots, it comes right back. So I'm trying Roundup again. I've even injected the Roundup into the soil.
So how
to get it down the roots?
So my question for you is: when you did use the Roundup previously, did you just do it once? Or did you do it multiple times, or what happened?
Well, I just did it once because it would kill the top portion above ground. But it didn't seem to kill the roots. But I'm trying it again. so, multiple times this time.
Yeah, so what I'd suggest doing is if you're going to use the Roundup or, you know, any of that type of glyphosate, it's going to take multiple times to do it, right? It's not just a one-and-done type thing. Some of the Roundup, depending upon what you use for concentrate, is what will work a little bit better. Now, I know if you use, like, the blue bottle of Roundup, that is the weakest of them all when it's diluted down to a diluted down to a ready-to-spray. The purple one, I believe, is the best for it.
Okay.
Now, the purple one is going to get expensive by buying it because you're mostly buying it in concentrate. But there's an alternative to it, right? You can actually buy from Bonide, there's a product called Cleanup. Cleanup is the same active ingredient. It has the same amount of active ingredient as the purple bottle, but it's going to cost less. Both from the same manufacturer, it's just they call it something different, right? So I would use it multiple times on this area in a, like, two-week interval. So, because what's going to happen is it's going to kill first, it's going to turn black and go that way, but then it's not going to get all the way down. So you're going to need to get it again to get it going down. One suggestion I'd like to see you do, the areas that it's in, which might be the entire lawn, is cut it first with a mower and immediately spray afterwards. The reason why I'm saying that is the fresh cuts are wounds. Just like if we had a cut, the sooner we get, you know, something on it to help heal it, the less likely you're going to see, like, a scarring or something like that, right?
Right.
It's because that our hand or our arm, wherever it was, is absorbing that to help heal the skin quickly. Well, the same idea is that when you use the glyphosate or this cleanup from Bonide there, it's absorbing that liquid and going deeper into the plant. And what it's doing is it's not just a topical, like, the leaf part. It's going to kill down to the root as well. And so that's going to help you do it a little bit easier. And you're going to have to do it a couple times. It's kind of like killing bamboo, right? Bamboo isn't something that you can just kill easily. It's something that you need to do multiple times to do. There's some organic products out there. Adios is one that comes from Natural Alternative. There's Burnout and Burnout 2 from Bonide as well that are organic that will, what they do is they actually use the sun to cook the plant and kill it that way. But those are ones you're going to have to use multiple times as well. That might be three or four applications to do to get rid of something that's taken over. It's not just a kind of a one and done, unfortunately. But what I would, one suggestion is trying to make sure that the temperatures are above 65 and below 85. A little bit closer to that 85 temperature, and I'd say about 80, is good to do because the heat and the sun will help really dehydrate that plant a little bit more, and that's what you're trying to do. So
right.
I'd cut it first. No, don't cut it all the way to the ground. Cut it so you have something so when you spray it, it sticks on it. But it'll get into those fresh wounds from the mower, right? And then that'll start to absorb it and use it multiple times, but make sure it's warm enough out, but not too warm. When it gets over 85, it just it doesn't do what you're looking it to do. The chemical compound, it's just like spraying something on it, and it's just going to go right through. So that's how I'd look at it. Yeah, sure.
This plant propagates when it blooms, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can let it grow, but right before it starts to bloom, I can cut it. And
yes.
Then apply this stuff. Okay.
Well,
great.
So you want to actually get it not right before it blooms, because the idea for a plant is it goes to seed, right? Because it's trying to reproduce itself year after year after year. And so if you see some of those buds and they're starting to form, some of those seed pods might be in there and might be going underneath, and that could be part of the reason why. So you want to try to get it a little bit before that, before it's really started to form all those, if you could. Okay? Because the goal of any plant that flowers is to flower so it can produce that seed, so then it can come back again year after year. And so when it gets to flower and it starts to produce those seed pods throughout it, it's already done its job. It's going to, once you cut it, it's going to break down into the soil and then new ones are going to come up, right? So we want to try to do it a little bit earlier than that, if you could.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is very helpful. You know, I don't have to quit my job to go fight this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely don't have to. Lots of different ways, but you just have to do it a few times, maybe three applications to really get it back. And then immediately start to seed afterwards so that the weed has something to compete with, right? So it'll probably be like 7 to 10 days after the last application. I believe that's what cleanup says on the bottle. Wait 7 to 10 days before seeding. And then get the seed down as soon as possible at that point, because nothing there, the weed seed that might be in the ground has nothing to compete with. But it has grass seed. At least it's one-on-one. It's a 50-50 shot that the grass seed could grow a little bit quicker than the weed seed, right? So that's why I suggest getting seed down. Even if it's in the middle of the summer, just make sure you continue to water it and take care of it that way.
One final question. Okay.
Hang tight for me. I'm going to a break. I want to answer that question. It'll just be a couple minutes on the other side. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Earl. He had a follow-up question. We were hitting the break. So, Earl, are you still with us?
Yeah. I wanted to ask, for those that use Roundup, does it have a lot of residuals that stay behind that would affect growing grass and ornamentals? Say you put it out, and is it going to last in the soil a year or more or what?
So that's a big thing, right? Some of it, when it's done correctly, can be out of the system in 7 to 10 days out of the soil. But where does it leach to? How far down does it leach to? It doesn't impede grass growing because it is a contact killer. It has to, so what would happen, it needs to have leafy structure to it to be a killer. So some of the seed, that's why you can reseed, you know, 7 to 10 days after, because by the time seed germinates and comes up, it's been about 14 to 21 days after that amount, so we're talking almost a month. So it's really gone out of the system there. That being said, there's a lot of things that it is used for that sits in the system, sits in root system of like vegetables and crops and those types of things when it's used as a spray in like farms, that type of thing, right? So there's a lot of different thoughts to it. I could sit here and talk about it for hours, to be honest. But the short answer would be, a lot of it goes right through the system and won't sit there and impede the grass growing, but it could get into other things. If you were to spray it into a vegetable garden or ornamentals, it could absorb into there and become part of it, right? So if you were to use vegetables, it would be in the system that you're eating, right?
Right. Well, certainly have enjoyed your show. Very informative.
Excellent. Thank you for calling, Earl. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I know we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gia is in New Hampshire.
Gia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How
good
are
morning.
You today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good so far. Listen, I had a peach tree, and I was wondering if I could still trim it. I noticed some buds are already coming out.
So the buds, anything flowered on it yet?
No flowers, just the buds are coming out.
Okay.
What should I do?
So you're looking to just shape it, or are you just... What's the reason behind the pruning? Are you just nervous that if you don't do it, it's not going to succeed for you? Is that what?
No, it needs shaping. It's
shaping.
All out of shape.
Okay. So early spring, late winter, which is right on the exact time that we are at, is actually the best time to prune it. So you could go out there and prune it now.
Okay.
I might wait. To be honest, I might wait a couple days. They're talking snow maybe tomorrow and the next day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That cold temperature might shock some of the new fresh cuts, right? The reason why I'm saying just kind of wait is that extreme temperature drop might do more damage than good. Whereas after the snow, it's supposed to kind of warm up a little bit and stay that temperatures we've been having, the 40s and 50s, and not be in that cold temperature. So I would definitely wait just a few days, but you can do it.
And I don't really have to trim it if I don't really want to, do I?
No, unless you're trying to... So yes and no, right?
Okay.
The yes part would be to get rid of any of the sucker growth that's coming up on the plant, or to get rid of any of the dead branches that are on there.
There's a lot of sucker growth going up the top.
So that sucker growth, you know, that's what you want to get rid of because it's water. It's taking away water from the rest of your plant.
Okay?
So that's the major reason of pruning. The others would be to shape it and get it going to where you want to. But this would be the perfect time to do it. Okay?
Okay. And can I use fertilizer, that wonderful fertilizer around the bottom?
Yes, you definitely can. But I'd wait a couple weeks. Let the ground warm up a little bit more.
Okay.
So it'll absorb it the right way. A month, I'd say. Okay?
All right. Best wishes to your mother.
Thank you, Gia. Have a great one.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump retweeting a message this morning from another government official saying that there is not going to be a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. The president retweeting a message first sent out on Friday by Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, who had said contrary to rumors of a national shutdown coming, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. Democratic and Republican leaders up all night working on an economic stimulus package in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. The U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says progress has been made.
And I'm very optimistic that we can get something done.
Reports are it could pump a couple of trillion dollars into the U.S. economy and could include direct payments to Americans. The Senate hoping to take some initial procedural votes on it later today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, a couple things I wanted to discuss this morning. We talk almost every other week with Victoria from Natural Alternative. We talk about their products, great products. They're all online. You can call them. They'll service you. But I was just thinking about it in these times that we're going through right now. People are thinking, maybe I don't want to go to the store. Maybe I don't want to do this, but I still need to do some things for my garden. Fertilize, take care of the lawn, etc. Now, I was talking with them this week, and they are still open. They are following as many rules and regulations as the government has put out for them to be safe. So when they ship a product, it is safe for you, and you do not have to worry. But they are still open. You can still call them during the week and ask questions, and they're still shipping. There might not be as many people in the office at this moment, but they're working from home to do some of these things, to be able to help take care of the needs for our garden. But this might be a nice alternative if you didn't want to get into a garden center right now, right? They have great products, and the Protolizer is one that I can't say enough about. I talk about it all the time because of how great it is. But we're getting into lawn and garden season. They'll deliver this right to your house. You don't have to, go out to the garden center to pick it up. Now, if you're looking to go to the garden center, tons of them are still open. They're out there and they're serving the customer and taking care of you guys, what you're looking for. I know where I work down in Winchester and Mahoney's. We've been working behind the scenes a lot to make sure everybody's safe in the stores, taken care of, and the products you have are still there. So it's definitely something to think about. Going online if you don't want to go to the store, but if you do want to go to the store, know that there are garden centers out there that are taking those precautions. I've been working on the fact that, 6 foot spacing to keep us in that social distancing, right, between cash registers, things like that, and while you're working. But you still need to get some of these things to bring home and enjoy. You know, the fruits, vegetables. Take care of the lawn because you're home. You're going to see it a lot more. We're not going on vacations, right? So we're going to see all these things to take care of at home. So why not still do it? So think about some of those things and what you can do to make your yard beautiful this year, either from home or going to the local garden center and finding out which ones are taking care of you by being safe as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe I heard Nathan in my ear here saying we had another call. Is that correct?
Yep. Linda's in South Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions. One is, last year we had a new septic system put into our backyard, and the soil is not draining well at all. I don't know whether it's the material or whether they compacted it so much, but the grass stays very wet, and so we had it aerated, but I was wondering, I saw in a magazine a liquid aeration material. Is that useful?
There is some liquid forms of it, but I don't think it is as effective as using something granular to multiple times, because the granular is going to break down over time and help it absorb nutrients and take those nutrients that you need, flush them that you don't need, flush them out, and take the ones that you do need and make sure they're more active. I'd like to see you use like a product like a pelletized gypsum or a fast acting. That would be more like a sulfur based. So Natural Alternatives has their sulfur that will actually help break up some of the clay filled soil, break those things down and allow the moisture to go through. And you can actually use that product multiple times in a season.
Okay.
If you were to just look for
gypsum.
So you could go with pelletized gypsum, but that takes a full season. That's the slower release. Or you're in South Yarmouth, Mass., right?
Right.
So you could go down to one of the Mahoneys down there in Falmouth or Osterville. There's a product that they have called Love Your Soil.
Okay.
It's from Jonathan Green. So if you wanted to pick it up right then and there so you could be, you know, have it. That one is the same thing. It breaks down the clay soil underneath, helps it release some of the nutrients that might be there, allowing the lawn to grow a little bit easier.
Okay.
You can use that a couple times a season. It's usually in 6-week intervals, okay?
All right.
One other suggestion I'd look for you to do, and I would still put this pelletized, this Love Your Soil, or the pelletized gypsum, whichever, down, is get the lawn... the pH tested for the soil.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be low.
Yeah.
And what's going to end up happening is you're going to need to add lime. There's multiple styles of lime. There's that regular lime that you put every 6 months or once a year, depending upon the style.
Okay.
Or there's a fast-acting lime.
All right.
There's great fast-acting limes out there from multiple companies that you can put down multiple times to bring your pH up to get that lawn and area growing better. It's almost like a 1-2 punch there, but I think the soil test would be very important to get exactly what you need so you can build it from there.
Okay. My other question was, we have raised beds for vegetable gardening, and I sent soil tests into the Extension Service last year, and they said that we actually had too much organic material in our raised beds. So she suggested adding sand to the beds. Is that something that's... How do you know how much sand to add?
So you could add sand to it just to mix it in. But, you know, organic matter isn't a horrible thing to have in your soil, right?
Right.
You know, they almost made it into like it's horrible to have. That is, to me, is not true.
Okay.
So I would, if anything, what I would suggest you do is add in some topsoil to it.
Okay.
Or you could add the sand, but I'd add like some topsoil just to get it so it's a little more dirt-like. You could get loam, but maybe not. Don't add as much compost this year.
Yeah.
I'd have to see the exact number of what it was at, but I've never really heard too much organic matter.
Okay, yeah.
It's always,
that was my goal.
I mean, the idea is to have the organic matter, because what it does is it helps activate everything else that's in there and helps build the roots. Now, did you send away that soil test for a reason? Was something going on in the garden beds?
No, I had just rebuilt the raised beds and refilled them, and I just wanted to know what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I might add just a little bit of topsoil as when you're planting, but over time, organic matter breaks down. It composts, right?
Yep.
It'll break down and won't be as powerful. So adding sand now isn't going to do a lot to it. And to be honest, there's sand that is in soil already. It's mixed into it. Being on the Cape, you're probably going to have sand everywhere. But
yeah.
It's mixed in with soil. If you were to see how people were to make soil, it sounds funny to make soil, but sand is part of that mixture. There's actually compost, there's dirt, there's even, you know, rocks and twigs and things that are part of it. So I think you're going to be all right, because over time it's going to break down. But
okay.
If anything, I'd add some topsoil just to be safe. But
right.
I think you're going to be fine.
All right. Thank you
okay.
very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Good luck, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, with everybody buying vegetables and getting coal crops and planting at home, it would be perfect to start out with a great potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plants, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables. See why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I myself, when I went out yesterday while I was at work, don't tell anybody at work that I was shopping while I was at work, but I bought some of the seed starting mix from Espoma. I'm going to get going with the kids this week so we can plant some things at home, but you can just feel it, the difference in their quality of soil. So it's something really to look at. Now, what I'd like to see everybody who's getting seeds, who's going out and getting some to start at home, when you get this seed starting mix or any of the soil that you're using, wet it down in the pots or the six pack or the trays or whatever you're doing first. Reason being is if it's dry, then you put the seeds in and then water. If the water just sits, they're either going to float or they're going to go all the way to the bottom, and they're going to have a hard time growing. So what I like to do is with that seed starter mix or any soil, wet it first in the container that I'm using. Get it nice and wet. Let it sit for a little bit. It drains out, and you'll notice the soil kind of compacts a little bit. Then I'll add more soil, wet that as well. It's really the best way to do it to help get the moisture ready for those seeds that you're putting in, but so the seeds stay in place. So just something to really think about. If you're starting some different plants, like your coal crops or some pansies out there, maybe add some of the Biotone starter to get it started off right and get it going to build up that root system so it will be a good supply for the year. You want to do it when it's in a plant form, not the seed form, because the seed isn't looking for that food just yet. It's looking to grow its roots. So once it starts to grow, gets a bigger plant, then you can actually add that Biotone starter to it. But a lot of these things are out there at your garden centers right now. I've seen so many different things on Facebook and all over that people are still open at the garden centers. We're still working to help get you guys what you need. You know, we sell seeds where I work, and the seeds have been refilled so many times because everybody's going out and get it and getting them to plant at home. So let's do it successfully. Let's work on this to have our own gardens and think about this in the future and how we can do this and continue to be successful. Continuously successful, start right. Start with good soil, good seeds, good airflow, good light, etc. So take a look at those seed packets that you're purchasing now. Learn about them. Take some time. Does it need sun? How many days is it going to be to germinate? Get a calendar going if you have kids. Oh, it's going to take 15 days. On the 15th day, if it hasn't, let's check it out. Just some thoughts. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you. I have several quick questions I hope you can answer. I just bought a hydrangea. And I understand the acidity of the soil has something to do with what color it turns out to be. I needed to know if it's pink, what I need to amend the soil with, maybe, or if it's, and it doesn't need, can it grow in full sun, or does it need partial shade?
Okay. So, with a hydrangea, if you're looking to change it from blue to pink or pink to blue, there's a different thing that you would use. Are you looking to get it to be more pink?
Yes.
Okay.
It is pink.
Okay. But you can get it almost like a deeper pink and keep it that way. What I'd like to see you do is add lime to the soil. Okay.
Lime.
Yep, a garden lime. They sell it in small bags. They'll sell it in, like, little jugs. You don't need a lot of it, but what you'll do is use it to help get the pH of the soil a little bit more neutral and a higher level. The more acidic it is, the more blue or purple it would be. So you want to make that soil more alkaline. So adding lime is going to keep it that pink color that you're looking to have. Now, as far as light, you can have them in full sun. I like to have them where they get a little bit of shade. One of the reasons why is, A, it cuts back on a little bit of the watering because it cools them off a little bit. And, B, it doesn't, that sun scorch doesn't always happen from it. When you're water, when it, either if it rains or if you water and the water sits on top of the leaves and then the sun hits it, it cooks it a little bit sometimes. But you can leave it in full sun. You just got to watch the watering and how you do that, because you don't want it to dry out completely. You want to make sure it, you know, You don't want it to sit in water, but you don't want it to dry out either.
Okay, but the only shade it gets is in the morning.
And that's great. Giving it a little bit of shade will allow it to cool off a little bit and heat up as the day goes on. It's a nice way to do it. So that's definitely a good idea.
Okay. And my second comment is the guy that was talking about growing potatoes and stack tires.
Yeah.
I actually saw a guy do that, and it worked for him wonderfully. And he also had a great way of lacing. It almost looked like artwork to grow his string potatoes, the ones that grow up on the vine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never seen it done since. I don't know how it's done or where you would learn how to do that, but it was beautiful. It looked like artwork.
Go right ahead.
And the other question is, where can I buy something I used to get years ago called Peter's Formula? I can't find it.
So the Peter's, it was like a wettable powder, right, that you mix in water?
Yes.
So they're under J.R. Peter's you can get them on there. I'm going to look them up while we're talking.
Okay.
It's like you used to be able to get like a Peter's 20-20-20 was one of their ones. They're out of...
And then mixed it with water, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm seeing that you can actually get the Peters, J.R. Peters on Amazon.com, but if you go to their website, they actually have a find a retailer spot on there. So you'd be able to put in like a zip code there. I'm trying to find it, where we could get them. Like there's garden centers that have a lot of them, that you could find. I'm looking at the website at the same time as we're talking here. But if you go to their website, jrpeters.com, you'll be able to find out where you could get them to purchase. But a lot of garden centers. I mean, mine's not going to be helpful for you. I'm in Massachusetts, but I know we sell it as J.R. Peters. But a lot of local garden centers will do it. I don't think they're in, like, the big box stores any longer. I think they've just gone to the independent garden centers at this point.
Okay, because I'll check this one by me soon again, but I didn't see it. But anyway, I want to thank you so much, and thank you for doing the show.
Well, thank you for calling, and good luck with everything, and thank you for the information today. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take another break, and then we'll wrap up the show in the final hour. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. An hour left in the show would definitely help you out with all your questions, so give us a call. See you in a couple.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.